1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
We are joined in Santa Maria, California by Herb Sewell. Herb is our correspondent to the Michael Jackson trial, and he joins us from Santa Maria. And you're not in the hotel yet, huh, Herb?
No, I'm not actually in the hotel, Phil. I saw one of these neighborhood carnivals, and I before you jump to conclusions, it's something that helps me. I saw the Ferris wheel, so I wanted to just stop, and I got myself a grape drink, and I'm, I guess you could say I'm sort of looking through the glass at a store that I can't afford any longer, you know. But
isn't that, you see... You, and I have to tell people your background, you were a convicted child molester. That's why we've got you working the Michael Jackson trial. Isn't that just a horrible invitation to temptation?
No, Phil, I'll tell you why. Because in all candor, in all seriousness, I am able, just by virtue of the fact of the work that I did, I'm able to keep all of that just tucked away in a small room. And if I get up in the morning and I say, it feels like a wonderful day to go catch me an 8-year-old, I always say that...
Okay, I don't even want to get into the specifics of it anymore, all right?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend you.
No, I know, but I think I'll get up this morning and catch me an 8-year-old. Do you have that feeling every day?
No, not every day, no. Just on certain days and certain days, I suppose, I get a little nostalgia going, something, you know. But it's not in all seriousness, not every day. And when I do, I've got it well under control.
What are those days again? You told me this when you're thinking of your mother?
Yes, a lot of times when I'm thinking of mother, yes, you know.
And you told me, quite frankly, she tortured you. She sexually assaulted you. She did everything that a woman could.
Absolutely. She did everything that a parent could to brutalize a child, yes.
And yet you have contact with her, you take her out on Mother's Day, everything.
And you're going to tell me that that's one of the problems I'm having, as Dr. Emery tried to tell me up at the forensic hospital. And what I'm trying to say to you is, it's just something that I don't want to talk about, you know. And it's just an area, I'm sure it's an area that the doctors try to get through to me on, but they just won't, you know. And as I said on your program last week, and I would say it again, individuals like Walter Belhaven, individuals like Randall Toomey, and individuals like Jim Jimco, these are individuals, but were you to say to them, you know, why don't you break off your relationship with your mother? You know, I said to Dr. Emery, your throat would be out of your neck before you could take another drag on that Marlboro. You know, so
you're saying that those three men that you just mentioned, three certifiable psychopathic murderers, would tear the throat out of any man that offended their mother?
I am saying that yes, that's what I'm saying.
Even though those women, or in some cases the mothers and the fathers, had something to do with their sickness?
I don't know. I'm not even willing to say that that's my case. You know, I'm just...
Well, you're not a stupid man. Every time you think of your mother, you want to go out and molest a kid. You say that your mother tortured you, sexually molested you, did everything possible to you. Why can't you see the connection?
I'm here to cover the Michael Jackson trial. I don't know what you're blathering on about, but...
Well, I'm not blathering on. It's just interesting to me, that's all.
Well, I'm afraid that conversation's going to have to wait for another day, Phil. You know, another day when I'm... Because the more you push me into this conversation, the more I feel the tap, tap, tapping on the little box, you know, ha, 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 you know.
Oh, I see. So you're going to tell me that it'll be my fault if you go out and molest a kid because I'm asking you about your mother.
No, I'm not saying it would be your fault. I'm saying, why not leave well enough alone? You know, otherwise, you know, I hear a knocking on the door, you know.
Well, you're the guy hanging around a carnival at whatever it is, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock at night.
I'm having a grape drink. Jesus. Oh, look at that. They've got cotton candy. Can I get a cotton candy, Phil? Can we talk while I get a cotton candy?
Yeah, I guess we can.
All right. Give me two, will you? Make it snappy.
All right. We're talking about the Michael Jackson trial. And
No. The pink.
And we want to talk a little bit more. Are you done with your cotton candy?
Yeah, hold on. What? All right. Here you are. There's one for you. Aren't you beautiful?
Don't be giving stuff to kids.
I want a blue one and a pink one. Hey, you. Hey, light touch. A blue one and a pink one. Give the pink one to the kid.
Don't be giving cotton candy to a kid.
Don't worry about it, Phil. You know, you remind me so much of a lot of these panicked law enforcement officials that I used to come in contact with. Oh, you can't go there. And I used to say to these cops, you know, I used to say, look, I am what I am, and you are what you are. You're a cop, and I'm a monster. And it's your job to lock the monster up, and it's the monster's job to stay free. So why don't you just do your job, and I'll do mine. But don't start telling me what kind of cotton candy I can buy. You know, what's that? Can I get one of those caramel apples?
Will you come on and let's just do this?
All right.
So the Michael Jackson trial.
All right, the Michael Jackson trial today is quite fascinating today. As you know, the young man who was on the stand yesterday, who was the accuser, said that he had denied to a teacher that Michael Jackson had ever molested him. Well, Michael Jackson's accuser left the witness stand today after testifying that he didn't tell his school dean that the pop star molested him because kids were, quote, making fun of him. Now, the boy, who is now 15, also said he doesn't really like Jackson anymore, though he once thought of him as the coolest guy in the world. Now, the conversation with the administrator occurred, Phil, after the television broadcast of the infamous Martin Bashir documentary, Living with Michael Jackson. I don't know if you saw that or not, Phil.
Yeah, I did.
All right. And it showed Jackson with a boy. Now, in the documentary, the pop star acknowledged sharing his bed with children, but characterized the practice as innocent. And
is that possible?
I'm sorry?
Herb, not to interrupt you, but is that possible?
Is it possible for an adult to share a bed with a child? Yes, if the adult is well-balanced and normal, of course. Mothers share their beds with their children when they're sick. Fathers share their beds with their children when the children are not well or when the children need comforting, but not with an animal, not with a monster. You know, you don't share, you don't give your child over to a monster. You don't give your child over to me. You don't give your child over to Walter Belhaven. You don't give your child over Randall Toomey or Jim Jimco, and you certainly don't give your child over to Michael Jackson. And if he's not a pervert, then by God, I'm going to turn my membership card in the Monsters International confab. I'll turn it in tomorrow, because I can tell you right now.
All right, well, just finish what you're saying.
Well, in the documentary, you met the pop star acknowledged sharing his bed with children, but characterized the practice as innocent. The teen testified he was harassed by schoolmates and said he'd been raped by Jackson. I can tell you from some experience, let's just put it that way, where there's smoke, there's fire. And the fire right now is shooting right out of Michael Jackson's act.
Okay, let's just edit that.
I'm sorry, Phil?
We couldn't use that language, all right?
I'm terribly sorry.
It's okay, I can't use that language.
But the fire is pouring out of his rear end right now, I can tell you that right now.
All right, we're talking with Herb Sewell. He is at the Michael Jackson trial.
How many tickets does it take to ride the Salt and Pepper?
Well, what are you doing, Herb?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I'm getting a ride on the Salt and Pepper. Big deal.
I'm doing a thing here.
Oh, I thought we were wrapping up.
No, we're not wrapping up. It's given me the creeps that you're hanging around a carnival.
I'm hanging around a carnival, Phil, in much the same way that a man hangs around nostalgically a basketball court when he's 75. There's no way he's going to be putting the ball through the hoop anymore, if you'll pardon the expression. How many frogs for a dollar?
Will you knock it off with that?
Well, all right, I'm...
You're hanging around. So, in other words, it's nostalgia for the back of the good old days when you were molesting kids?
It's not... No. It's not nostalgia, Phil. It's simply... the neural pathways have been burned, and I'm accustomed to certain habits. Dr. Emery said this would happen to me, but so long as I keep the monster in his cage, so long as I keep the monster in his cave, so long as I keep the monster locked in the vault, everything's fine. Everything's fine. So Walter Belhaven wrote me a letter the other day. He said, Herb, I know I'll be fine so long as I keep the animal tethered to his shackles.
And he's talking about himself.
He's talking about an aspect of himself, yes. He said, as long as I keep the animal shackled to the dungeon wall. Isn't that a marvelous marvelous picture? So Walter is speaking of himself as an animal that needs to be shackled, a beast, a monster, a Frankenstein that needs to be shackled to a dungeon wall. And so,
boy, you guys, man, you guys must make a real fun poker night.
Fun poker night. Well, if Walter ever gets out...
You go up and visit him, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
How often?
Oh, a couple of times a month.
Guys ever play cards?
Walter doesn't like to play cards. Walter's a chess player. Walter's a checkers player. He's one of those kinds of... He's a board game. He always calls him the board game player. But, you know. Hey, who wants to go on the Ferris wheel with me? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Okay, look, I'm going to call a cop.
Oh, God. Will you knock it off?
I'm calling a cop if you're asking kids to go on a Ferris wheel.
All right, give me my quarterback.
Hey, mister, you lied.
Give me the quarterback. You know, Phil...
You sound really hostile with these kids. Get away from them. Get into your little Metro or into your little three-wheel car or whatever the hell it is they let you drive and get out of there.
All right. I got a refund on this cotton candy? Yeah, I ate it. What's that got to do with anything?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell on the Michael Jackson trial. He'll be back with us again tomorrow night. Herb, a convicted child molester turned news commentator. It's a bad idea, bud.
Why?
The guy's buying cotton candy for kids.
I'm telling you, this guy is gold. My cousin knows a guy who knew a guy who knew him.
Yeah, that's the other thing that bugs me about it. I got this guy by way of your cousin's shady connections with whoever.
Guy's beautiful. You're getting fan mail, everything.
Walter Belhaven. You got me hooked into a whole network of psychos, Dickman. I'm watching you.
You better watch Herb Sewell and Walter Bell hopping.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What do you want, bud? I got to talk to this priest.
All right, I got some bumper music.
What, do you got bumper music? I got great bumper music. I don't need any bumper music from you. I told you I don't want any more discussion of bumper music. You understand that, right?
I know. You went off on that the other day.
I don't need more discussion of bumper music. I get email about bumper music. That's for losers. That's strictly for people that are groupies. That's strictly for people with no life. You understand?
Mine's really good.
All right, play your lousy bumper music.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm holding on, man.
Here comes a good part.
When do we say...
Hold on. And now. The Phil Hendry Show. What do you think?
Turn it off.
Right.
Turn it off. So I wait for that whole big thing, and then I hear a little drum, like a little solo bass drum or something, and now the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Now, what did I tell you about this bumper music?
You want rock and roll.
I want rock and roll. That ain't rock and roll. That's that freaking clubhouse DJ mix ass stuff. That's that gay stuff. I don't play that. You understand?
Gay? What are you talking about, gay? All hot looking girls dancing this stuff.
Well, whatever, man. I'm not into this, you know, slinky presents super club DJs. Get out of here, will you? Just play some freaking music around here.
Hold on. You like this one?
You know... But it's not even a good record. It's just, get out of here with us, will you?
And now, everybody, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Turn it off. All right, let's bring on Father James McQuarters now. Father James McQuarters, who is on our pro. Father, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I wanted to say to you that. I'm very sorry about the program last night.
No, I know. Then that's why we wanted to get you on the show, because you emailed me and you emailed Bud. You were feeling badly about what had been on the program last night, and you wanted to explain yourself, right?
I did, Phil.
Well, it might help you to know that in our first hour, we actually had a guest on who was talking about his autistic son being difficult to deal with.
As a Roman Catholic priest, I certainly understand that it's always difficult to deal in life with a child, with anyone's child, who is not well, a child of God who is not 100%, is not like the rest of us. And I didn't want it to sound as if I was insensitive to the sufferings of both those children and parents alike.
I appreciate that, Father. The comments you made, though, that you wanted to bind and gag retarded children so they wouldn't be blurting out in the middle of your sermon.
I know that what I said was insensitive, Phil. And I'm sorry for that.
Well, you said that you eat, sleep, and crap a sermon for 2 weeks, and then you hear some kid bleeding like a sheep and you want to gag him with a rag.
Yes, I did. And I'll tell you why I said those things, because I was speaking from a selfish point of view. But also, Phil, I was speaking from the point of view of being a priest of God. You see, Phil, could you have Bud turn my music up a little bit so it's more poignant?
Yeah, go ahead, Bud.
Certainly.
Ah, yes. You see, Phil, when you're a priest and you consecrate the Holy Host of God, it's the body and blood of Jesus Christ, don't you know? And you're going to be giving it to the congregation as they come up there. They want to take the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And how will it look, Phil? Shall it be gone? How will it look? As I say, the body of Christ. And I go to put it into the hands of a child whose hands are filled with slabber.
Get out of here. Oh. Slabber. What a bastard.
Well, you hang up on him. He's a priest. You're going to go to hell.
Yeah, that's me cooking in hell. Father, no gags, okay?
Why did you hang up?
You know why I hung up, because you're cracking up on the word slobber.
Phil, I wasn't cracking up. I was sneezing.
Bull crap, you were sneezing.
Phil, I just don't want a young man who's not of sound mind to come up there and try to get the host when his hands are dripping with slobber.
Hang up on him, bud.
Why?
You know why I hang up on him. He's goofing. Okay, anyway, that was Father James McCorder. So obviously he's not sorry for anything. That's great, Father. Thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, yeah?
What is it with you and this retard material? This is two nights in a row, three segments.
I'm wrapping up something from yesterday.
Yeah, and then you did the thing yesterday, and then today we come back with, "Hi, I'm Larry Grover, and I backhanded my autistic son across the kitchen."
It was in a different hour.
Oh, good. At least you're having quarter-hour maintenance. That's good. But let's move on to something else, okay?
Oh, gee, well, I'm sorry, man. I'm only filling up 3 hours a day here.
Oh, well, aren't you the pretty baby? Do you want some writers, Phil? Is that what you want? Do you want it?
No, I'll do just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, it doesn't sound like it to me. Hi, I'm Phil Henry. All autism jokes all the time. God.
What are you talking about, man? It's two lousy segments.
So you're going to start telling me how you're overworked? Is that it?
No, I'm not going to tell you anything like that. Just tell me it's too lousy, so I'm not complaining.
Well, I am. I'd like to move on to some other area of comedy besides slabber or whatever that retard was saying.
Well, listen to you laughing at it.
Well, it is mildly funny. Just, what else you got going on?
Never mind. Bug off. What else I got going on? I can't stand these guys hotlining me. Boy, these program directors hotlining me, man. If there's one thing that drives me ape, it's that. 1-800-449-8686. I'd like to congratulate my daughter's volleyball team for going to San Diego and getting soundly throttled. It's okay, honey. My daughter is such an athlete, and it's just amazing. It's just the boys, all computers, all brainiac stuff, all computers, all cards, all billiards, all in the head, right? Ask them to go outside for 3 minutes. And it's, did you ever see those old science fictions where the guys would land on the moon and the radiation would burn their skin off and they'd scream and, you know, they catch on fire? Like, that's what they think's going to happen to them. They might as well be vampires. My daughter, on the other hand, you know how fathers used to play catch with their sons way back in the day? I'm playing catch with Catherine. I swear to God I'm playing. She's on the softball team. I'm out there. All right, put her right in there, baby. Come on, hit that target, baby. I'll give her the old target. Try to get those guys outside? Forget it. Does it bother me? No. Is it a new day? Is it a whole new era? Yes, I understand. Today, bonding with your son is sitting down and, you know, playing a nice game of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Two homeboys are beating each other up with baseball bats. Bonding on that level. Two white men watching black guys, animated, pound the crap out of hookers. That's what I call really getting into your son's space there and bonding up with him. Anyway, it's going to be great, Catherine. I think they got a really great team. It's just that they have to go all the way to San Diego for a volleyball tournament. I got a great idea. How about the kids in our area play up here? Hey, all right. instead of getting into a car and driving 8 million miles to get their ass kicked down in San Diego? How about playing some of the bad teams up here? Go all the way down to San Diego to play some crap team. They can play a crap team right around the block from our house. Or am I asking for too much?
You're asking for way too much. In fact, you're talking too much.
Okay. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got some email here from people. I don't know if anybody's interested in a soundboard or if anybody wants to get and chat about. See, it's always been my feeling that people who chat about radio shows are losers. But then there's a whole lot of people out there who, you know, have a lot of loser time on their hands. Like, for instance, students. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you're done, you're studying, and then I'm trying to figure out what it is my son does. I'm going to have to ask him, man. He's now at USC 3 months, and I know that Thursday night's drinking night. He's already told me that. Thursday night's party night. I said, why Thursday night? He goes, just because that's really a cool night. How about Friday night? No, that sucks. Thursday night. So the dude's nursing a hand. I don't know. Anyway, I think what we have, like a soundboard, people go in and chat about the show, or maybe we could host a live chat, or we could do a message board, but then you know how message boards are. Some guy gets on there and goes, screw you, screw you, screw you, screw you. Some guy who thinks that he's angry and this is his opportunity to have some power in life. So he'll mess it up for everybody else, and then we have to hunt him down, and we have to kill him with both barrels of a shotgun, and then tie him to the front of our cars, tie him to the grill, and drive down the road triumphantly as people throw tinsel from windows and wave American flags. And with an apple in his mouth, tied to the grill of my car, we'll say, this is the guy that screwed up our message board. You ever wondered which one it is? Yeah, Phil, we got him. Hey! Here he is. You know the guy that is always in the chat room saying all the nasty stuff and you never find out who he is yet? We found him. Here he is, tied to the grill of the car, and now we're going to drive it off of a cliff. Now comes email. Hi, Phil. I'm a backstage pass member from Chino, Arizona. My friends and I listen to your show every day during work, and we laugh our butts off. One of our favorite characters is Herb Sewell and his laugh. At any rate, we think it would be hilarious if the Phil Henry Show hosted an exclusive interview of Herb interviewing his friend and a real monster, Walter Belhaven. This idea is free if you wish to run with it. Screw the dead. I'm a Philhead, Mason. Dear Phil, now you've gone and done it. Herb Sewell and his Walter Belhaven stories must go on. I'm always 2 to 3 weeks behind listening to the archives, and not sure if you've done more Belhaven bits since, but I hope you do. Sewell and Belhaven should have their own variety show from jail. Thanks for all the laughs. You're the funniest guy in America. Joe Singleton, 4-year backstage pass listener from Houston, Texas. And we got this very good news here. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hold on for a minute. Praise the Lord Almighty. Starting this Thursday, Phil's back on in San Antone. Hey, Phil, I started listening to you back in 2000 on WOAI in San Antonio. I couldn't believe it when they replaced your show with, and he mentioned somebody who I will not mention his name because he's a very good friend of mine. How you doing, Sean? And he, thank God for the backstage pass. Anyway, I just saw that Clear Channel is starting a progressive station in San Antonio, and you're listed in the lineup. Finally, maybe now my friends won't get so annoyed when I try to reenact your bits for them and say, who the hell is Phil Henry? That's what he says. He'll reenact one of my bits and then go, and it's a Phil Henry bit, and I don't even know who he is. No wonder your friends are annoyed with you. Who? Phil Henry. Well, who's he? I don't know. The new station is KRPT 92.5 FM. That's right, Phil, FM. Keep up the good work. William Francis. P.S. The first show. Now, here's where it begins to get just a little tiny bit depressing. Here's where it begins. You know, I'm just all pumped up. Wow, 92.5. And then I said, wait a minute. the frequencies on your radio, you may notice, represent something. Anything below a certain frequency on the FM dial is for public broadcasting. You may wonder why it is all of your public stations are way down at the left end of the dial. It's because that's been reserved by the Federal Communications Commission. See, that's the job the FCC should be doing for those public broadcast stations. Now, I saw the frequency there, 92.5. Maybe, I don't think it's that far down the dial. Is it 89 where it begins? Okay. In any event, here you go. He says, P.S., the first show on KRPT will be hosted by Jerry Springer. And then he says, Reverend Jesse Jackson will have a show called Keep Hope Alive with Reverend Jesse Jackson. And the guy goes on to say, I crap you not. I'm not making this up. Sounds like one of your bits. Rots a ruck, schmuck. Now, he doesn't say that, but he might as well. Hey, Phil, you're back on in San Antonio, and they're kicking it off with Jerry Springer and Jesse Jackson. Rots a ruck. So it's KRPT in San Antonio. It starts on Thursday. We're very, very thrilled. We're very happy. Jerry Springer, one of the great broadcasters. He's a guy that people say, oh, I get it. You're doing Jerry Springer. Wait. Let's think about this for a minute. What do you mean I'm doing Jerry Springer?
Well, you're getting people right.
We're doing comedy. We're doing comedy.
What do you mean you're doing comedy? You're getting people. It's funny.
You understand? It's funny. And I'm an actor. And I'm playing the part of these different characters. We're making fun of what Jerry Springer does. In fact, we make fun just about of everything there is in the world. We make fun of it. That's what we do.
Well, I just think it's pretty sick.
Like this guy who wrote that article in the Atlantic Monthly. Now, let me just point this out. I just want to say this one thing, then we're going to take a break. Okay. The guy says this, and I'm supposed to be complimented by this. He goes, Hendry is really a very talented mimic. Now, when a guy is on stage and he plays characters, isn't he called an actor? And when a guy is in TV and he plays a character, he's called an actor. When he's in the movies and he plays a character, he's called an actor. Only in radio are you a mimic. Why? Because the guy writing the article for the Atlantic Monthly can't bring himself to say, there's a guy who's an actor on the radio. Because if he does, that gives me a certain legitimacy, and then he's just another schmuck writing for a magazine that nobody reads. And if there's one thing that writers are, they're superior to guys on the radio. They need to be. Why? Because most talk show hosts are doing a job they used to do.
You already talked about this.
I'm talking about it again. Okay, so All Access hinted on Monday, San Antonio's getting a liberal talk station or two. Clear Channel's flipping Urban Rimshot KHTY and Progressive Talk as KRPT, but this time possibly without Air America. The flip will occur with Clear Channel's syndicated Jerry Springer show kicking things off. The lineup will include Jones Democracy Radio's Ed Schultz, Premier's Phil Hendry, and WOR Radio's Lionel, plus a local weekend show with Ron Aaron, Sister Talk WOAI AM, and Sports KTKR AM OM. Nate Lundy will oversee KRPT as well. Well, great. He was the guy that was overseeing WOAI when our show got bounced off of there because the Spurs games kept interfering in things and everything like that there. Lundy announced immediately that the Spurs will be moving to KRPT and Hendry will be preempted 80 times a year. Thank you. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for Career Talk with Chester Glout. What I couldn't do. Hello, everybody. I'm Chester Glout. Welcome to Career Talk. You want to find a way to live your life in the lap of luxury, find yourself a job that is going to mean nothing but the bling bling. Well, friends, you found the right show on the radio dial. This is Career Talk, and I'm Lester Glout. And today we're going to welcome onto our program Amanda's got a very unusual job, but I can tell you it has been at least a very rewarding job for him for a long time. He's a boogeyman. His name is Lester. Lester, how are you?
Yeah, real good.
Lester, you're a boogeyman, isn't that right?
Yes, I am.
Where do you live?
Under a kid's bed.
Okay, now, how long have you been doing that?
I don't know. I don't know how long the boogeymen live. I don't know if we really have a lifespan or anything, but...
You live under a kid's bed, though, huh?
Yeah, I live under a kid's bed, scared the crap out of him and stuff.
Now, what's the fear factor there?
Well, you just kind of live there, and a kid thinks you're going to reach out and grab his foot when he goes to the bathroom at night and stuff. You're going to creep up under the sheets, you know?
You make any noises?
No, I don't do anything, really. I just sit there. And it's nice. It's relaxing. I can get in a lot of reading.
Really?
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. So you get a lot of reading as the boogeyman, and you just sit there under a bed.
Yeah.
So I would recommend this job for people?
I would. The problem is the kid... See, he just did it again.
Well, what happened?
Well, he wets his... he's a bedwetter. Okay, hold on for a minute.
What are you doing?
I'm wiping off. The kid wets his bed. Other than that... If there's any way I could be a boogeyman and maybe live in the closet, that'd be nice, but...
All right, so you're a boogeyman, you live under the bed. Are there any boogeymen that live in the closet?
I think there's a couple of boogeymen that live in the closet. There's a few of them still left, you know, but nowadays, of course, with the new... with the new supported mattresses, water beds, things like that, it's not a whole lot of boogeymen that live under beds, so you got to transfer yourself to the closet. Now, if you have one of the walk-in closets, say a wardrobe...
Okay, that's just great.
Well, seriously, all right, a kid did it again. Hey... Don't pee down my back. Tell me it's raining. That's just a joke, you know.
Can he hear that?
I don't know. Probably thinks he's dreaming.
Yes, it's Career Talk with Chester Cloud.
I'm Lester the Boogeyman. Read my book, 6 Ways to Scare the Living Crap Out of Your Kid. Oh, enough with the stink already, huh? Huh?
Now, Lester, your book is called 6 Ways to Scare 7 Shades of Crap Out of Your Kid?
That's correct, and it's out at Penguin Paperback.
That's Lester the Boogeyman, living under a bed, getting rained on by some kid who wets his bed. Until next time, this is Chester Glout. This has been Career Talk. With plenty
of Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Paid for by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Lester the Boogeyman for Boogeyman International Productions.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, by the way, the word was after the just a little post radio and records talk radio seminar gossip, the word was that boy was seen at the hotel bar around midnight Friday night. Comb over boy, just hammered, trying to use his Palm Pilot, if you'll pardon the expression. And then he was trying to pick up on Laura Korn, who's, you know, a very nice lady. But my understanding is she's married. I think she's married to Walter Belhaven. Oh, man. Boy, when Belhaven gets out, say goodbye to your throat. Because it's going out of your neck and into his trash compactor. No, anyway, that was the word. He was just hammered. No doubt because he just had the floor wiped with his rear end by me on Thursday and was just drinking it off. So comb over boy just went on a bender. Right after Thursday afternoon, he just had to go on one long alcoholic bender to get over the fact that he just got his ass handed to him by the Phil Henry Show. Well, you didn't think it was going to turn out any different, did you? And like I said, Mancow, very nice guy, and Bob Rivers, nice guy. You know, they had good senses of humor about the whole thing. We stole the show. That's what it was about. But I was just trying to pitch my show, right? But boy sat there with steam coming out of his ears like he's a freaking cartoon coyote. Now, what do you want, bud?
We're going to play this song.
You like this kind of music, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I do, too. All right, so this is for Danny Joe Brown. You know who he was, bud? He was the lead singer of Molly Hatchet.
I never heard of him.
But you just like this music, huh?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he croaked, and with all due respect to him, we'll play this song, okay? This is the band Molly Hatchet. Danny Joe Brown is the lead singer you're going to be hearing here. The song was in 1970. I played this as a young disc jockey type, and Danny just died at the age of 53. Molly Hatchet from Jacksonville, Florida.
Like Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, like Leonard Skinner, only they weren't as popular. And this is Danny singing.
Really?
Yes.
Ronnie Van Zant?
No, his name's dead. What do you mean, Ronnie Van Zant?
He's dead too.
What?
You're doing a talk show. Start talking. You're playing music.
No, I don't feel like it.
I said to start talking, Henry.
No.
Henry!
No.
Henry!
Call 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.